Hello at kumusta na mga kababayan? Welcome po sa ika-isang daan at siyam na yugto ng Usapang Pinoy, a Georgia Asian Times podcast. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. Maraming salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pagtangkilik sa Usapang Pinoy. Huwag po ninyong kalimutang mag-subscribe sa usapangpinoyga@gmail.com. Also, there is a subscribe button in the Georgia Asian Times website. Ngayong araw na ito po, pag-uusapan po natin ang isang napaka-importanting topic para sa ating mga senior citizens, retirees, impong malapit ng mag-retire. Dumadagsa po ang mga tanong tungkol sa Social Security at Medicare dahil nga naman po nakakalito ang mga complicated na programang ito at bawat taon ay may mga bagong patakaran. Kaya naman po inimbita kong muli bumalik ang kaibigan natin si Alicia Lipscomb, a public relations specialist po ng Social Security Administration, who will provide us some of the very important updates about Social Security benefits and Medicare. Ngunit bago ko pa siya tawagin, narito muna ang ating mga importanteng anunsyo. Sa Sabado, March 21st, 2026, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Saranay Club will hold a Disco 3 fundraising event at the Henry County Moose Lodge, 91 Hunters Chase, McDonough, Georgia, 30353. Please reach out to any Saranay officers for tickets. On the same day, Saturday, March 21st, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., the UGA Filipino Student Association presents Filipino Culture Night 21 with the theme May Ipagmamalaki, Something to Be Proud Of. This will happen at the University of Georgia Tate Student Center, 45 Baxter Street, Athens, Georgia, 30602. On Saturday, April 4th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Greater Atlanta will hold its 2026 Film Spring Picnic at the Pinckneyville Park, Donny Cochran Pavilion, 4758 Old Peachtree Road, Peachtree Corners, Georgia, 30071. And lastly, nominations for the Georgia Asian Times Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in Georgia is now open. The deadline for nominations is April 15, 2026. Please limit nominations to one per individual and self-nomination is not allowed. Please go to Georgia Asian Times website for the online nomination. Ngayon po, ako'y magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisitang podcaster. Welcome back mga tagapakinig. Ngayon po, I am excited to welcome back to Usapang Pinoy si Alicia Lipscomb, Public Affairs Specialist, Georgia Area Director's Office of the Social Security Administration, who, despite her very busy schedule, found time to be with us today. Thank you so much for coming back to Usapang Pinoy, Alicia.
Thanks, Jane. I'm really excited to be back speaking with you guys today.
Yes, we are too. In episode 26 of August 2023, episode 38 of February 2024, and episode 53 of January 2025, we talked about Social Security numbers, retirement benefits, disability benefits, survivors benefits, and Medicare. Can you give our listeners a quick synopsis of SSA services, and then we can jump into the very important updates?
Sure. As many of you know who have are currently receiving benefits, for 2026, the cost of living adjustment, also known as the RAISE or COLA, was announced in the end of November of 2025, and the cost of living adjustment is 2.8%. Listeners received information in the mail, or if they have an online account and opted in for electronic notices only, they actually received the information earlier. So that was put in your online account. The information about that are also received by mail in the beginning of December. So it was 2.8% for 2026, which is always a hot topic every year. People want to know, is there going to be a raise? We always remind the public that there is a small agency called the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They look at the numbers, especially inflation, in the third quarter of the calendar year. And based on those numbers, determines what the cost of living adjustment will be for the next year. So that's how the COLA works. for 2026.
Great, great. This is a good, like you said, this is always something that the retirees look forward to. So one question we have been getting a lot is, can somebody work while receiving retirement benefits?
Oh, that's actually one of the most popular questions we receive every day at Social Security. And the answer is yes, you can always work, but there's always certain rules that apply to it. And this is the basic rules of how work, earnings from work, which are W-2 earnings or net earnings from self-employment, may impact your Social Security retirement benefits. And these rules only apply to individuals receiving retirement benefits, survivor benefits, which are known as widow or widower's benefits, or spousal benefits. If a person is receiving Social Security disability, there's a completely different set of rules. So again, retirement, survivors, and spousal benefits, this is the rules that apply to you. So every year in the cost of living adjustment announcement, Social Security comes out with a number. And this number states if you earn over this amount gross and you're receiving retirement, survivors, or spousal benefits, we may hold back some of your money in your monthly benefits. And this year for 2026, the limit is $24,480 gross. Remember, it's the amount before taxes. We always want to remind people about that. Also, we're not concerned full-time or part-time. It's whatever you're bringing home. And the general rule is, anytime you go over the limit, which is $24,480, once you go over that limit, every $2 you go over, we're going to hold back $1 of your benefits. Remember, we go based on what you tell us. So if you have been already getting benefits for a couple years, and what I mean by a couple years is before your full retirement age, and your full retirement age is your 100% mark, and if you're getting benefits before then, this is when these rules apply. And the easiest way to remember that is if you're born after 1960, your full retirement age is 67. So if you're younger than 67 and receiving money from Social Security or working a job, remember, this is only money from work, W-2 earnings or net earnings from self-employment, and you go over the limit, which is $24,480, that's when we're going to start holding money back. And there's some situations where people earn too much, where they may not receive a lot of their benefits for the year. But it's just very, very important to look that up on our website. Every year we come out with that. And if you have returned back to work, which means anybody who's getting benefits from 62 up to 66, please give us a call because we don't get real-time wage data. You got to let us know. So we'd rather let you let us know now versus we find out after the tax year closes, which means in January of 2027, then you may end up owing us money. So it's very, very important to let us know ahead of time so we can make sure we adjust your benefits accordingly so you don't end up owing us any money.
Thank you. That's great information and knowledge for those who don't really know. There's a follow-up question on that, which is someone has said that if you know that you're going to make more than the limits, can you freeze your benefits for a couple of months?
Yes, that is an option called voluntary suspension. And yes, you can do that. You can suspend it. That is an option you can do. We still offer that to Social Security, but that's only for individuals who are full retirement age and older. Okay. Full retirement age and older. So that's why you need to go to our chart on our website. Mm-hmm. And majority of people now filing, as I mentioned before, if you're born after 1960 or later, your full retirement age is 67. So we always encourage you to talk with us about that. Give us a call on our national 1-800 number, 1-800-772-1213, or give us a call on our website. Visit our website, to learn more about voluntary suspension. But we always recommend you think about it when you're going to file for benefits. Is it worth for me to file? And again, if your age, your full retirement age or later, which I failed to mention earlier, you can make as much as you want, and it does not impact your benefits at all. So I call that freedom age. So keep that in mind. Know your full retirement age. So if you're 67 and older, you are good to go. It will not impact your benefits at all. But always give us a call if you're inquiring about any type of voluntary suspension.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for saying that about the voluntary suspension. So if one person is not receiving benefits, how do they estimate their benefits and basic benefit information?
And that's a really good question. We want to encourage the public to take advantage of these wonderful tools we have on our website at www.ssa.gov. We want you to create an online account known as a My Social Security account. That is where you can access your Social Security statement, which is a basic planning tool that lets you know your full retirement age and your estimated retirement benefits. Also, it has information about any Social Security disability benefits and survivor benefits. So in the event of your passing, you would know what any eligible children under the age of 18 are eligible for. And also, if you are married, what your spouse could potentially receive as a widow or widower. So we encourage you to go to ssa.gov, go on there, go to create an online account. If you had previously created an online account before October of 2021, you created your own username and password. Members of the public can now not use that anymore to access their My Social Security account. The two ways an individual can access their online account is through login.gov, login.gov, or ID.me. You have to go to either one of those websites, verify your identity, and you'll be issued a username and password. That is what you're going to use to access your online account. So that has changed drastically from how people used to be able to create an online account. Anybody new will have to go through login.gov or ID.me first before they can access their online account. And once you've gone through the verification process, we're going to send you an activation code. That code is only good for up to 10 minutes. Once you get your activation code input, you'll be able to access your online account to review over your Social Security statement, which I mentioned is your basic planning tool. But we've got a great retirement estimator. This calculator will help you figure out on a month-by-month basis what you could be eligible for. Also allows you to put in what you expect to earn in the future, so you get a real-time estimate. We always encourage people to use these tools available on our website. It really opens people's eyes up to the options they have when they're going to start to receive their benefits.
That's great. That's great. It's a very good tool, like you said, for decision making, because a lot of folks out there really have a lot of questions as to when should I retire now or not? Should I take it now or wait? So that's wonderful. Let's shift gears and talk about Medicare. What is Medicare 2026 Part B premiums? And can you briefly inform our listeners what Medicare Parts A, B, C, and D are?
Okay. That's a really good point, Jane. A lot of people, when they're transitioning to retirement, the next focus is health insurance. What am I going to do for health insurance? To be eligible for Medicare, you must be age 65 and older. So that's when Medicare begins. Medicare has not changed its eligibility point at all. It is still age 65 and older. There are four main parts of Medicare. The first two parts are known as Original Medicare. That is Medicare Part A and Part B. Social Security is responsible for the enrollment of individuals into Part A and Part B. We're not involved in the coverage and the administration of the actual coverage. Medicare handles that part. And the reason why Social Security handles the Part A and the Part B is we have the proof you paid the taxes. So we handle the enrollment into that. Medicare Part A is when somebody is in the hospital. They have been admitted into the hospital. Medicare Part A, most individuals pay $0 a month in a monthly premium for Medicare Part A because they covered the cost of it through their taxes. When you are working or currently working, you're paying 1.45% for Medicare. So that is what is applied to your Medicare Part A premium. If you qualify for any money from Social Security, you've worked enough to qualify for a retirement benefit, your Medicare Part A premium is $0 a month. If you don't have enough work to qualify for Social Security, you'll have to pay for your Medicare Part A. And that is available on our website, and actually it's on Medicare's website that goes more in depth about the premium cost when you do not qualify for Part A at $0 a month. There's still some co-pays and deductibles that are tied to it, but in general, Medicare Part A is $0 a month. Medicare Part B, that's your doctor's visits, tests and exams. everybody pays for Medicare Part B. And this year, the Medicare Part B premium is $202.90 a month. Medicare announced that in November of 2025. So that was deducted beginning in January of 2026 for our beneficiaries. So it's automatically deducted out of your monthly benefits if you're receiving something from Social Security. Now, Part C, that is private plans an individual can choose to enroll in. They're more commonly known as Medicare Advantage plans or Medicare Supplemental plans, which most of your listeners are more familiar with. This is additional coverage on top of the A and B. And it also helps cover the 20% an individual would pay for. You still have to pay for Medicare Part B, and you will also have to pay a Part C premium depending on your plan. Plans do vary based on your zip code. And it is something that people have to look into to determine if I need the additional coverage. And Part C plans also may include dental and vision, and also could include your drug plan. You can combine it all in one. So those are known as Medicare Part C plans. Part D, D as in drug, that was the newest addition to Medicare beginning in 2006, which offers prescription drug plan coverage. Those are also plans a person enrolls in, and the costs do vary. There is an organization in every state that assists people with enrolling into Part C and Part D plans, and they're called the State Health Insurance Program. Every state is mandated by law. That is the only organization Social Security employees can refer members of the public to get assistance in understanding what is a Part C plan, what is a Part D plan. And they also help individuals enroll into those plans. They are non-biased, they're objective, and their goal is only to assist the caller. Their goal is not to sell the individual anything. So we always recommend individuals to contact their state health insurance program. And if you reside in the state of Georgia, it's called Georgia SHIP. In other states, it does vary. So if you go on the internet, type in S-H-I-P, P as in Paul, and your state, and Medicare, it will pull up the state that you live in and get you to the resource you need to help you understand about the different plans. So those are the basics of the Medicare A through D, the ABCs of Medicare, and the current cost. Again, Social Security handles enrollment into A and B. If you need assistance searching for a C or D plan, please contact your state health insurance program.
Thank you so much about that. That is a lot of information. It's very, very helpful. Now, I know since the reorganization of government agencies last year, has there been a change of conducting business with Social Security, like requesting replacement Social Security cards online, appointment system for replacement Social Security cards, and all the other walk-in, used to be a walk-in service that they can just come in, or they can just...
Oh, yeah.
I've heard changes like they used to be able to call or conduct business through online, but now they are required apparently to come in. Can you verify that for us?
Okay, very good question, Jane. Yes, with the reorganization of the federal government last year in 2025, there were some shifts in how members of the public can conduct business with us. The biggest change happened with we are moved to an appointment-only model for Social Security cards. If you cannot do your Social Security card application online through a My Social Security account, your only option is to schedule an appointment. We're trying to encourage members of the public who are age 18 and older, U.S. citizens with an unexpired state-issued ID card or driver's license and no legal name change. Your name on your Social Security record matches what is on your driver's license or state-issued ID card. You can now go online through the My Social Security account to request the card. In the state of Georgia, we have been doing this with Georgia Department of Driver Services since 2018. We're trying to encourage the public to take advantage of this service because this service is now available almost 24/7, 7 days a week through our online account. So that'll save members of the public. So if it's for a minor child or person under the age of 18, have to schedule an appointment online. You'll go to our website at socialsecurity.gov and go to our card and record section, which is along the top there. And that is where you're going to schedule an appointment. It'll be based on the office closest to you. And most offices provide a huge number of appointments for you to come in on a set day and time. Another reason why a person may need to schedule an appointment with us to do a replacement card is that they had a legal name change. They got married or divorced or had a legal name change in the courts. Because we have to see the legal document showing the legal name change, the original or certified, we do not accept photocopies, you'll have to schedule an appointment. And another very important one is when a person becomes a naturalized citizen. We at Social Security do not get automated data when somebody becomes a U.S. citizen. So that is another category where somebody will have to schedule an appointment. You'll bring in your U.S. passport or naturalization certificate. We'll review over the document, hand it back to you, and update your information to reflect that you are a U.S. citizen. So that is one of the main reasons why the Social Security cards, that people still may have to visit an office, but you must have an appointment to do that. Now, for other services, certain services, you do not need an appointment, and that is changing your address, that is changing your direct deposit, and also requesting a proof of income letter, also known as a benefit verification. We do stress that appointments do take precedence in our offices due to our reduction in our staff. We had a lot of people retire over the past couple years, so we're trying to encourage the public to please use the online account to request the proof of income letter, get a replacement Medicare card, and change your address. The one thing that you can no longer do by phone anymore is update your direct deposit. You can do that through the online account, which is the preferred method where you can change your direct deposit. But since April of 2025, if you need to change your direct deposit and you're able to do it online or prefer not to do it online, you will have to come in and visit an office. You will have to do that. You'll provide us your routing number and your account number. There's only very few instances where we can allow somebody to do a direct deposit change by phone, and it has to meet a dire need criteria where the person is immobile, chronically ill. It is very rare for us to be able to do it by phone with a member of the public. So we do encourage you, anybody aged 18 and older, to please create a My Social Security account. And also, if you help a loved one conduct business with Social Security, please also encourage them to create an online account at socialsecurity.gov. And one thing I do want to mention, which is very, very important, is tax season. We're almost near the end of it, and we're getting a high number of individuals requesting an SSA 1099. You can also get that through your online account with a My Social Security account.
Great. That's a lot of information, and it's really, really appreciated. So last question is, talk to us about automated services through the national 800 number or local Social Security phone numbers available.
Oh, Jane, this is one thing we know. Everybody knows there's someone in their family who feels uncomfortable going online or doesn't feel safe doing things online. Social Security has upgraded our automated 1-800 number services. So if you have a family member who just doesn't like going online but doesn't want to visit an office, this is a great service that is available 24/7. So with our automated services, when you call our national 1-800 number, 1-800-772-1213, when you call us 24/7, after listening to about 20 or 30 seconds of messages, we want you to be patient with us, the automated services is going to ask the individual, how can I help you? And these are the things you can do through the automated services. You can change your address. You can request a proof of income letter or benefit verification letter. That is our second most requested item at Social Security. You can also request a replacement Medicare card. You lost it. You can't find it. We help Medicare with that. And also that SSA 1099, you can also do it through that, and we'll mail that document out to you. You'll receive it in 7 to 10 business days. You can now report the loss of a loved one. If you have a loved one who passed away, you now can report their passing through the automated voice-activated services. One thing we always encourage the member of the public to do is always make sure your mailing address is up to date. to use these automated services for something to be sent to you. It is based on the address we have on our record. This has been an expansion of our services we offer through our 1-800 number. I've received a lot of positive feedback from the public because it is available 24/7. So please take advantage of those services available on our national 1-800-772-1213 because it is available 24/7. So please take advantage of those services available.
Well, thank you so much, Alicia. That's a lot of information to digest, but it's very, very helpful for our listeners and the retirees in the community out there. So with that said, I really want to thank you for being with us today. As always, you're very, very helpful, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I always enjoy speaking to you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Welcome back, mga kababayan. Ako po ay nagpapasalamat sa ating guest na si Alicia Lipscomb at sa Social Security Administration. SSA was conceived by President Roosevelt on August 14, 1935 to address the permanent problem of economic security for the elderly by creating a work-related contributory system in which workers would provide for their future economic security through taxes paid while employed. Yun po. Ngayon, bago po ako magpaalam, I want to make an announcement about the AAPI Summit, which will be held on May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the UGA Gwinnett Campus. There is a registration as para sa mga early bird po specials. Pumunta po kayo sa SimpleTix to find the tickets. Again po, that's May 2nd. So UGA Gwinnett Campus, AAPI Summit from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Ngayon po, since we were talking about Social Security, retirement, and Medicare, here's a couple of inspiring thoughts on embracing getting older. First one is, mindset is everything. Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. This is by Mark Twain. The beauty of caring for seniors is realizing that they are heroes in their own right. That's by Karen Clark. Aging is not lost youth, but a new stage of opportunity and strength. That's by Betty Friedan. And you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. And that's by C.S. Lewis. Sana po ay nagustuhan ninyo ang ating mga episode ngayon. Panahon na naman para magpaalam. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pagtangkilik sa Usapang Pinoy. Sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan para po makapaglingkod tayo sa ating mga kapwa Pilipino. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.